It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. My name is Keith Manley, and I'm so glad that you joined me for the program today. I believe God brought us together for a special reason today. I started a new series this week that I've entitled Problems and Promises, because life gives us real problems, but God gives us greater promises. In program one, we talked this week on Monday about discouragement, when life doesn't go like you planned it. And then yesterday we talked about pain, when God feels silent, but he's still working. And today we're going to deal with something that weighs heavier than most of us will ever want to admit, and that is worry. Worry doesn't always shout. Sometimes it whispers. It wakes you up in the middle of the night. It sits in the passenger seat of your day, and it clouds your mind, and it drains your peace. But the truth is, friend, God never designed you to carry it. So today, let's talk about how to lay down the weight of worry and pick up the peace of God. Worry is one of the most exhausting problems in life because it doesn't come from the outside, it comes from the inside. And it's not what's happening around you, it's what's happening inside of you. Someone once said, worry is a lot like a rocking chair. It keeps you moving, but it gets you nowhere. And yet we all find ourselves doing it. We worry about our children. We worry about our health. We worry about our finances as the stock market rises and climbs. We worry about our future. We even worry about things that haven't happened yet and may never happen at all. Jesus spoke directly to this in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 27. He said this, "Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" In other words, you can't make your life longer by worrying, but you can certainly make it harder. See, worry drains joy from your life. Worry steals your energy, and it certainly blurs your perspective. It's the thief that walks through the open door of an unguarded mind. My friend, if you break down the word worry in its original Greek language, it comes from a word that means to divide. And that's exactly what worry does. It divides your heart. Part of you trusts God, and then part of you tries to fix everything yourself. James chapter 1 and verse 8, you know what he calls it? Double-minded. He says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Because we become double-minded by allowing worry to divide us. Worry splits your focus. It pulls you in two directions until your soul is just worn out. But God invites us to a single focus, and that is trust. He said this in Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. Paul said, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Notice the order of that. You pray first, and then peace follows. We often try to find peace before we pray, but peace comes because we pray. Now let's be clear today, friend. There's a difference between concern and worry. I'm not telling you to ignore the reality of what you're going through. Concern, it'll motivate you to action. It says, there's a problem, let's bring it to God. But worry, on the other hand, it paralyzes you. It says, there's a problem, I'm doomed. See, concern trusts God's control. Worry, it tries to be God. And when Jesus said, do not worry, he wasn't minimizing life's struggles. He was saying, you can face them without being crushed by them, because your Father in heaven, he already knows what you need. One of the great verses in the Bible, Matthew 6:33, he said this, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So many times, worry comes in our hearts because of things. Things we think we need. Things that are not working like we thought they should. But Jesus said our focus is to be on His kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things will be added to you. Now let's talk honestly. Some of you today are carrying a backpack of worry right now. You say, Keith, boy, you hit me with this program. You've worried about how you're going to pay the bills. You've worried about your kids making the right choices. Perhaps you've even worried about your health, your future, maybe the state of the world, the wars around the world. And each one of those worries, it's like a stone you've been putting in a backpack that you're carrying on your back. And at first, it doesn't feel too heavy, but over time, it starts to crush you. See, in Psalm 55 and verse 22, the word says this, cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. That word cast, it doesn't mean place them down neatly and quietly. It means throw it off. In other words, get it off you and onto Him, because you weren't meant to carry what only God can carry. Peter understood this whole principle of worry. He knew what it was like to worry. He worried about storms, about failure, about what people thought of him. But later in life, this same Peter, who once panicked on the waves, he wrote these words in 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Isn't that beautiful? The man who once feared drowning learned to rest in the arms of Jesus. Peter didn't write those words lightly, friend. He had failed. He had fallen. He found grace again, and he wanted us to know that the antidote to worry isn't more control. It's actually more surrender. You know, my friend, my wife loves her bird feeders. I bought her two, and she loves to watch these tiny birds who come for the food that she has put inside these bird feeders. I remember sitting on a porch one morning watching the birds after a storm, and they were singing, hopping from branch to branch as if nothing had happened. You see, the storm had passed, but they hadn't stopped trusting. What did Jesus say in Matthew 6:26? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father, He feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Friend, those tiny little sparrows didn't worry about tomorrow, because they live under the care of your faithful Heavenly Father, and so do you and I. If He feeds the sparrows, He'll feed you. If He clothes the lilies of the field, He'll cover you, friend. If He numbers the stars, He's not about to forget your name. See, most worry doesn't start in your circumstances. It starts in your thoughts. The battle is in the mind. And that's why Paul said in 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5, he said, we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. You can't stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can stop it from building a nest there. And it's the same way. You can't stop a worry from passing through your mind, but you can certainly stop it from taking root in your heart. Worry is a war of words. Your thoughts against the truth of God's Word. And you win that war by renewing your mind daily. Every time worry says, what if? Faith answers, even if. But God. The storm is there, but God will see me through it. There's a peace that the Bible calls beyond understanding. A peace that passes all understanding. It's not logical. It's not supernatural. It doesn't come from knowing how things will turn out. It comes from knowing who's already there, one who's gone before you. See, peace doesn't mean the storm stops. It means you stop sinking. It's what Jesus gave His disciples when He said, peace, be still. The waves didn't calm because of the boat. They calmed because of the Word that Jesus spoke. That same Jesus speaks peace into your heart today. Right in the middle of the wind and the waves, he whispers, "You're going to make it because I'm still in control." Now, here are three ways that you can start releasing that weight of worry today. Number one, pray it out. Don't hold it in. Talk about it with God. Every time a worry comes to your mind, turn it into a prayer. See, worry rehearses the problem, but prayer releases it. It's how you cast it unto God. And then thank your way through it. Be thankful. Philippians 4 and verse 6 says to pray with thanksgiving. See, gratitude changes perspective. You can't be thankful and anxious at the same time. And then thirdly, rest in the sovereignty of God. This is the big one for me. Isaiah 26 and verse 3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because they trust in you." See, friend, keep your mind on him, not on the what-ifs that the devil wants to hit you with. God's plan is still working even when you can't see it. Remember the saying that I shared? Nothing in my life, either good or bad, can happen until it first filters through the hands of a sovereign God. And if it gets this far, it's come with a purpose, and God will see me through it. Maybe right now you're facing something that's kept you awake at night. You've prayed and you've cried, but the worry keeps coming back. Friend, God wants to lift that weight off of you today. As a matter of fact, it's probably why he had you tune in to Fresh Oil. He's not asking you to figure it out. He's asking you to hand it over to him. Take a moment right now, just between you and the Lord. I want you to picture yourself holding that worry in your hands and now see yourself placing it at the feet of Jesus. And then hear him say to you, "I've got this. You can rest now." Friend, that's the promise of peace that passes all understanding. I believe God brought us together today. I believe he wanted you to hear what he had to say through this program. Let's pray together today. Father, we give you every anxious thought today, every fear, every uncertainty, every burden that has kept us awake. God, we just cast it all upon you, because you care for us. I ask you today to replace our worry with worship. God, replace our fear with faith, and replace anxiety with peace that passes all understanding. And remind us, God, that you're bigger than anything we face. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Friend, I'm Keith Manley, and you've been listening to Fresh Oil. I want you to remember this week that every problem has a promise that we find in God's Word. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about a great subject. Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking about when people let you down. Has that ever happened to you? We're going to learn how to forgive, how to keep our hearts free, how to not let bitterness settle in our minds. And until then, friend, stay filled, stay faithful, and never forget the oil still flows.
In a world where truth is twisted, where the church is pressured to stay silent, one pastor found his voice. From author and pastor Keith Manley comes "We Will Never Be Silent Again," the powerful true account of a pastor watching history unfold through the rise, fall, and return of Donald J. Trump, and the church's awakening in a time of moral confusion. You'll walk with Pastor Manley from the pulpit to the public square as he confronts censorship, faith under fire, and the spiritual battle shaping America's future. It's not a political rant. It's a prophetic call for courage, conviction, and truth in the face of compromise. We Will Never Be Silent Again by Keith Manley. Available now on Amazon in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle editions. Because the time for silence is over, and the church must stand.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.